from the latest happenings on the diamond.
Still getting on base a lot with walks. We have not seen the power as much as we have, but he's having really good at bat.
To all the insight and expertise on things outside the ballpark.
I mean, yeah, a charcuterie board is just like, you know, peak bougie. Let's just be honest, right? Like, if you really think about the concept, like, you're just throwing some meat and cheese on a plate.
We only turn to one person. Batter up. It's Sophia Minert on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Brought to you by Ewald Automotive. Shop the Ewald Automotive Group's exclusive best used car selection of over 600 of your favorite cars, trucks, and SUVs. Visit any of their 8 locations or shop online at ewaldauto.com. Ewald Automotive, where we make it easy.
We are very excited about opening day today, if for no other reason than hope springs eternal on opening day. Every single team feels like they've got a shot at the World Series, and the Brewers are no exception this year, but maybe they have a legitimate shot with that pitching staff. Great to have Sophia Minert joining the show today. Okay, Sophia, you've been around this team throughout spring training. I know it was a little bit shorter than normal. What is the vibe surrounding this team headed into the first game of the season today versus the Cubs?
Look, I think everyone's really excited. You know, it's opening day, and that's just fun for everyone. And I think especially considering the circumstances, it took a little bit longer to get here. You know, and I think now everyone just showed up to spring training with this true sense of gratitude and just happy to be here. And there's huge expectations around this team. So I think, you know, I think they very much have the attitude of why not. You know, they've been in the postseason the last 4 years, and I think they've heard the story, right, of, yeah, you've been there 4 years, but what's next? And I think they're all ready for that. I think they're aware of what the expectations are, and they're excited about it because they believe they have the talent to do it, and they you know, they like the pieces that they've added, and for the most part the core of the team is the same from last year.
Sophia, I know the season hasn't even started yet, but on paper, is this team a little top-heavy? And what I mean by that, the pitching staff is like the best in MLB, but there's always that fear of offense. Could they potentially, I know it's early, but could they potentially right. give up one of their top three guys to balance this out if the offense doesn't go as if they want it to?
I do not see that happening. And I think just primarily because they are, you know, if you're referring to the three all-stars with Burns and Woodruff and Peralta, I mean, they're homegrown, they're under team control. They are the core of this team. Like, there's no doubt they're the strength and the foundation of this team. So obviously you would get a massive return if you were to move one of them, but I don't see that being part of their plans this year.
Sophia, when I see there's rain in the forecast and I'm supposed to play golf that day, like, I got my rain gear, I've got the jacket, I've got the pants, I've got rain gloves. When there's rain in the forecast and you have to be outside at Wrigley Field, like, how do you stay dry?
Well, there are layers. I brought multiple jackets, waterproof boots, hat, gloves.
Do you just like stick? Do you have some notes? Of course. Do you have like notes? Like, you have to hide under like a jacket or something because you don't want the paper to get wet. Like, it just seems like a huge mess.
That is actually probably the most challenging part because I score every game, and so Ooh. I just go like the single sheet scorecards that they offer in the press box. I don't keep a book for the whole year like some people do, and I actually do that specifically because of weather, and I don't want to haul it around. But yeah, that's always my fear, is trying to keep the scorecard dry, because that's always what I refer to for post game. But yeah, you know, occupational hazards is preparing for all kinds of weather.
Do you keep score in pen or pencil?
Pen.
Okay, that's the right way to do it.
Sophia Minert yes. joining Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, as she will each and every week throughout the baseball season. So happy to have her again. Okay, Sophia, so I know there's going to be a lot of attention on Christian Yelich, right? And I know that David Stearns has said that in 2018 and 2019, Christian had to carry the offense, right? There was a lot expected of him. Now they've got this mindset of, like, he just needs to be a good player on a good team. What is the reasoning behind that? Is this a mental thing where they're trying not to put too much pressure on their guys so that he can get back into a rhythm, back to the MVP caliber that he's been? Or realistically, will he never reach those heights again?
I don't think you can say he'll never reach those heights again. I just think what we saw from him was just one of the most incredibly productive 18-month periods that, like, you could ever expect a player to put together. I think it was, you know, probably the duration of time of how he was able to perform at such an elite level where he was the best hitter in the game. Like, there was pretty hard to argue against that. And I don't think it's a mind game with Christian because I think, you know, you look at what they did last year, it was a down year for him, you know, offensively. He did not produce at the level he wanted to. He didn't produce as consistently as he wanted to. And the team still went out and won 95 games and got into the postseason. So I do think there is some truth to that of they have been more balanced, you know, offensively last year, and they believe they are just as much, if not more balanced this year with the pieces they added with Hunter Renfro and Andrew McCutchen. Mike Brasso is going to be a versatile player, but Renfro and McCutchen especially can be big run producers. And the truth is it's not all on Christian. Do they need him to perform consistently? Absolutely. You know, when we talked to Craig Counsell yesterday, you know, they just want Christian to be himself. And what Craig Counsell said is that there are different ranges to that, right? We've seen MVP Christian and we've seen, you know, a down Christian. And there's a lot that happens in between there when he's drawing walks, he's getting on base, he's still a threat at the plate, he's still, you know, a presence at the top of your lineup. So I think when you put those other pieces around him, they believe that, you know, he can bounce back and Christian's, you know, not hiding from what the expectations are. He was certainly disappointed with how he performed last year.
Sophia, we almost had a brouhaha ranking the racing sausages here. I mean, it got a little
almost
ugly. Can you rank them for us? And that'll be gospel to us. However you rank them, we will accept it. As long as you're with me.
My pick is always chorizo. I always go with chorizo. I think followed by hot dog and brat, and, you know, stick with the classics. And then I would go Italian and Polish.
I'm out of here.
Chewie's not sticking to
that. I also am out of here. What the hell?
What
did not see that coming. Wait a minute. Let me be clear. Is this from a racing standpoint? You're going with chorizo from a racing standpoint? Or when you go to the concession stand, you got the option of the five sausages, you're literally picking a chorizo?
Well, he's my favorite racing sausage. I didn't know we were doing, like, eating power.
Yes.
If I was going eating power rankings, I would probably go with just the traditional hot dog. I'm a simple girl, so I would just go.
Okay,
after the hot dog, though, it's very important. What comes after?
I can't really mix that into my ballpark diet regularly. That's not good for the waistline, guys.
That sounds like she's abstaining from voting. Yeah, it sounds like she has made an educated decision here and has just decided.
Very wise.
First appearance on the show, maybe she's not going to tick off Chew.
Well, when it comes to hot dogs, is ketchup okay on a hot dog?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
You're a ketchup guy?
I mean, who isn't? I mean, come on. If you are telling people they can't put ketchup on a hot dog, you are being way too high and mighty and having way too much reverence for a tube steak. All right, let's be honest here.
Do they serve Chicago dogs in Chicago?
Yes.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Where else would they serve?
You think they're serving a Chicago dog in St. Louis?
This together. Get your Chicago dog. No, absolutely. They serve them in Chicago, but they serve them elsewhere as well. When Jason was talking about the best hot dog he's had is down at the Wiener Circle, there's a spot right in Fox Point, right where he goes to ballet class with the girls. I think it might be just the one girl. But there's a hot dog place there that has a great Chicago dog. I was going to tell him about it, but it felt a little out of place. Sort of feels out of place right now, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. Keep stream of consciousing out loud, why don't you, Jen? All right, Sophia, so obviously the starting pitchers is going to be the strength of this squad. What is the ceiling for a guy like Corbin Burns, who's coming off just the most incredible, you know, outing and season of his career? Can he duplicate that, or will there be an inevitable fall off?
Look, if anyone can, it's going to be Corbin Burns. He is probably one of the most diligent, meticulous, prepared, just relentless workers I think this staff has ever had. He is very meticulous with his routine, and, you know, he takes probably 2 weeks off in the off season, and then he is right back to work 7 days a week, you know, just getting ready for the season. And, you know, Craig Counsell gave credit to all of the pitchers for just how they showed up to spring training. They showed up, you know, right where they needed to be, if not ahead of where they needed to be. So Corbin in his last outing in spring training was able to get up, you know, six times, get up to over 80 pitches. Like, he's in really good shape to follow up what he did a year ago. You know, obviously health is going to be the biggest question for these guys. They're all coming off of a season where it was career highs in workload for them in terms of number of starts and innings, et cetera. So, I mean, they're still going to have to manage these guys in terms of, you know, keeping an eye on just, you know, start to start, obviously, but also the big picture of what the ultimate goal is getting into October and November this year. So if anyone can do it, it's Corbin. I don't think anybody has any doubt about his preparedness and how ready he is. Physically, he's ready to go. So, yeah, it's going to be really fun to see what he can add and how he can elevate what he did last year.
Sophia, are the pitchers happy they no longer have to bat?
I think that's a mixed bag on that one. I think Brandon Woodruff was a little upset about it because he loves hitting. He's like always first to volunteer to pinch hit in a game. He loves it. He loves that competitive part of it. And obviously he's had some pretty iconic moments in the postseason, but I think they get it. You know, I think everyone knew that this was coming and they've had experience with it from the 2020 season. So this isn't totally foreign to them. But it will change, you know, how you make decisions in the game. So I think they've just accepted it.
Sophia, are you ready for this grind? We talk all the time about marathon of the baseball season and how you kind of have to, you know, work your way into it. You can't go out of the gates hot, strong, because you'll burn out. Like, you're ready for this, right?
Yeah, we're ready. Yeah, it's, you know, Craig Counsell always says it best. It's a ride, you know. You're getting on a ride and it's a long roller coaster ride, you know that getting into it, and there's ups and downs, and there's some ugliness in between, and you know, but you go through that together. And even though the core of the team is pretty much the same, there's new pieces there, and everyone's a year, you know, a year different, another year of experience at a different place in their life. So the dynamic is always a little bit different. Yeah, every team has their own personality that comes out at different times in the season, and so I think that's kind of the fun part is you don't really know where it's going to take you, but I think everyone's really excited about what the possibility could be.
You don't really know where it's going to take you. That's the motto of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Sophia, we appreciate you joining us once a week during the baseball season. Have a great opening day. We certainly will cross our fingers, cross our eyes, cross our toes and feet that you get the game in today and that the Brewers get the game in today. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.